Assalamu alaikum. How are you doing, guys? In today's video, I will be talking to you about the importance of leadership in any organization. A lot of times, I am asked the question, Prince, what is the difference between leadership and management? In this video, I will be addressing the role of a leader, and in the next video, I will be talking about the role of a manager. So let us start this podcast as we always do, shall we? Man Zakin, guten Tag, buenos dias, buen dia, mache, bonjour, bonsoir, Oniche Habari. Any language I'm forgetting, guys, don't forget to let me know in the comment section. So, who is a leader and what does a leader do in any given organization? I have heard so many people speak about leadership, but the person who convinces me most of his philosophies and ideologies is the ruler of Dubai. I'm sure that all of us have heard of the book, Mind Vision. In this book, he illustrates clearly how his leadership has steered the future of Dubai from an oil-dependent state or states into a state or states that depend now on tourism, business, and other ventures. So, I'm going to use the acronym RAS to illustrate what a leader does specifically. So, RAS. The first R is relationships. As a leader, one of your primary roles is to build relationships. There was an event that happened in Marrakesh a couple of months ago called Jitex Africa, depending on how you want to call it, where lots of companies actually came to Morocco to network with other companies and to sell their products. I always say that as a leader, this is one of the places that you should be. And this is not a paid ad for Jitex or Jitex. I'm just telling you, as a leader, your primary role is to build relationships. So, take any given organization. There was a friend of mine who recently posted on LinkedIn that deals are actually signed in bathrooms and in locker rooms and in other places, not necessarily in boardrooms all the time. I'll give you an example of an agreement or a contract that was reached outside of the boardroom. I remember the first job I ever got here in Morocco was after speaking at a conference. After speaking at a conference, one of the speakers on the panel actually said, "Look, I would need to enhance my English. Do you teach English?" And I said, "Yes, I am an English coach." And that is how I got my first ever one-on-one coaching client in Morocco. Not necessarily the traditional way. It happened because I went to a place, I spoke, I networked with people, and I made relationships. So the first task of any leader is to build solid, meaningful relationships that will help his or her organization. The second thing a leader must do is to actually be ambitious. The burden of ambition lies on the shoulders of a leader. If you are a leader and you cannot foresee or you cannot anticipate what should want your enterprise, your company, your organization to look like in the next 5-10 years, then your position is very misplaced. The truth is, you should be ambitious and audacious enough to actually dream as big as you can dream. And then you now sit together with managers and try to plan out how these visions, these ambitions, these audacious dreams can be actually achieved. So the second important thing that a leader must do is to be ambitious or have ambition. That is the role of a leader. The third thing, which is the S, is strategy. So for strategy, it is important to know that you always have to work hand in hand with the managers or with other colleagues in your company to actually build up strategy. But this is where a leader's role is different. A leader's role is different from the manager's role in that a leader oversees the overarching strategy. It means that whilst a manager or an employee might think of smaller strategies for smaller teams, a leader must think of the larger vision and think of a strategy to achieve this large vision. Here comes into play the role of building solid relationships, which is one of the aspects of actually achieving these strategies or implementing these strategies. There are many other ones that you can look up, and you can reach out to me if you need more explanation on any of these things. So these are the three main things I would like to share with you on leadership. A leader must be a person who builds meaningful and solid relationships, must be ambitious, and must be extremely strategic. I hope this podcast or this video has served you well. And if you have any questions, feel free. If you'd like some training for your organization as well, feel free to connect with us either in the comment section or through my DM. I am at the Prince Tego on all social media platforms. See you guys soon.